This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is Adrian Chenault. And it is an unbelievable day. We are finally in the midst of a living legend, in my opinion. This guy is a network marketer's network marketer at a level you would not believe. So what I want you to do is pay a lot of attention to him today, because he's going to talk from the hip. I'm going to make him do that. And we're just going to talk about what it takes to be the kind of international leader that this guy is. And I want you to step on the gas pedal, Adrian. Just ask him the tough questions. Take it away.
Oh, my goodness. I do love this guy. And, you know, it's so fun, because you really can tell the difference between the people who are still doing the work and the people who are resting on their laurels. And you are definitely in the first of those two categories, Jeff. And so it's fun to watch, because you are out there on the front lines. The stuff that you're sharing on Facebook, I'm consistently going, wow, that was really good. Like, I'm saving your posts all the time. You're kicking butt. And so thank you for doing that. And how are you, man?
Good. Yeah. Turned 67. Last week, doing good. You know,
I'm not as young as your face. How happy you are, man! Let's go. Come on, man. Turn up the fun dial. So are you in Tennessee now?
Yeah.
Where were you a couple of days ago?
A couple of days ago, I'm not sure. Somewhere.
Budapest, somewhere. I thought you said.
Huh?
Where had you been? You weren't in Budapest?
No. I was in Budapest. That was in September. I was in Budapest but we were in Florida. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Florida, Budapest. That's how much of a contact mapper I am. Did you see how bad that was, everybody? Don't do that.
Okay. It's okay.
So, Jeff, you've been really posting about the upline bullies. You've been really posting about the people on their pedestals looking down on their organization, snapping the whip, and not getting results, because you can't get results doing that, watching those people fly out of their businesses into the arms of warming people. Would you talk about that just out of the gate? Because I was astounded by that.
Well, I'm surprised they still do that today. I mean, in the old days, they did it all the time, right? I had a young girl. She's just one of those girls I took under my wing. She's in a different company. And I always encourage her, but I couldn't believe what she told me. With, you know, the conversations that she's had with her upline. You know, her upline had a conversation with her and said, "Look, I'm not here to be your friend. Okay, I'm not here to share love and things like that with you. This is a business, and that's what this is. And understand, our relationship is just that." And I was like, "What?
You got to be kidding me."
I said, people talk like that today? I said, amazing, amazing. Of course, I've seen it, and I've seen it in my team, too. And I've seen the results of it, too. And so, I've been one of those leaders that I never, ever want to stand in anybody's way. And I never assume that I know, you know, the way that they should do the business. Because if you go to, for example, South Korea, they do it differently than they do in the Philippines. If you go to, I was just on a call the other day with a man in Switzerland, and he says, those slides that other leader, you know, we don't use those slides. Okay, that's just not my style. It's not my style. And I said, okay, you know, whatever I would produce probably wouldn't be your style either. So why don't you do that? Because I'm sure you're very good at it. And he is, you know. So I'm just one of those people that I'm more of a cheerleader than anything else. And I want them to do it their way. But I guess it comes back to common sense, because when you think about it, if you're going to be, really have a team that's going to do well, then just understand they have to be independent. And if they're dependent upon me, then that's going to be very problematic in my freedom, because that means I'm going to have to be around all the time. I'm going to have to do all the presentations. I'm going to have to do all the training. That's called a job. And we got into network marketing because we wanted to do something else, and that whatever that is, and then have time freedom for that. But the only way you can have time freedom is if people are independent. So, but I've seen this, and I've seen this with other, like I said, other.
Hey, Jeff, if you can hear me, your mic's been crackling a little bit since pretty early on in the show. And so I'm going to tell a story here for a minute and see if we can get you to get your mic adjusted there for a second.
So we're going to take you out and bring you back in.
Yeah, he's going to mess with his mic just for a second and see if we can get it to work. But I just want to make sure that this is too good for people not to be able to hear.
I want to hear the story. You're going to tell a story. Well, you little storyteller. Let's hear it.
I said we're going to tell a story. By we, I meant you, I thought.
Cool. So what's the story? What do you want to tell?
No, you know, I was thinking about what Jeff said and just about that balance, right, of, you know, in network marketing, you meet these leaders, and ego is such an interesting thing because as a leader, you've got to have enough self-confidence and enough command of what you're doing to create some level of people doing the same thing and duplicatability and systems and this kind of thing. And yet, you know, especially for somebody like Jeff, who is, you know, we were talking before the show, he just launched two different new teams in Europe. He's got a new team in Thailand. He's got a new team in Florida. Those are pretty distinct groups of people that are going to do things differently. And as a leader, you've got to be able to give people some space to lead differently. And I know you've had teams that have been all over the world as well. You know, how do you figure out how much to impose your will on this is how things are supposed to be done versus find good leaders and give them the ability to make the calls and do things the way that they want to do it?
I have no idea. This is Mike Fixed Shot. Have we? Can you hear us now, Jeff? Oh no, now you're muted. So what? How about now, Jeff? We still don't have him. So yeah. So here's the deal about that. You know, there's a certain level of leader out there that you have got that is somebody that until they really get developed and they've got leaders underneath them, that you really need to be present in their organizations and giving them that inspiration without being a terrorist. Then you get people that come along that are clearly much, much better than you are at what they do. And anything you try to do with your ego and impose, I promise you, is going to slow those guys down. So those are the people that you really need to let run as long as they're running. But the ones that are the most dangerous are the ones that are telling you they're running, but they're really not. But they've been so big in network marketing in the past that you assume that they are and you assume that they know what they're doing until all of a sudden you realize that leadership was needed again and you step back in the game. But you still do that with love. You still got to do that with everything you've got. And the name of the game is not alienating people. And that's hard. Let them find their true best self. Support them all you can. Give them all the credit that you possibly can so people are looking to them, and wait for them to grab their power and go. And you're going to know. That's how that goes. And I know for a fact that that's hard. And I know that the bigger the organization gets, and he just alluded to new legs that he was building, that Jeff's building right now. His old legs are where the man, you know, he's so international and so world known. And he just stays out of the way and leads and loves and leads and loves and is his word. And we're going to get to what that means here in a minute, because so many people just sit above that business and do nothing, which is as bad as being a bully. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. So let's talk a little bit and see if we got Jeff back. All right. Can you hear us, Jeff?
I don't know what's going on, man. We still don't have audio on you. All right.
So this is fun. So how are we doing?
I think we're doing good. I think
this is called the Nodding Jeff Monologue, where he gets to hear us, but he can't do anything either. And one of the things that happened, somebody was talking to me about LinkedIn and how contact mapping is so unbelievable for LinkedIn. and how these people want to be able to get in there and really, really drill down on their teams. And I said, you know, the difference between corporate America and network marketing is you talk at your teams because they work for you in corporate America. But in network marketing, you talk to your teams. You talk to your people. And the more that you are plugged in, the better off you are. And inside of that, last night we did a big, big thing for Richard Brooks' mastermind group, which was gigantic. And I was all psyched up about it. I even combed my hair, wore the same shirt. But at the end of the day, I got on there and it was a webinar. And I couldn't see the people. And it made me crazy. And I just said, every one of you, just please comment so I can talk to you, not at you. Because this business is about talking to people, not at them. This is not boss employee. This is servant leader serving. Massive difference that we're going to get. Okay, now this even went worse. He just went out.
We got him. He'll be back.
All right. So this is it. Are you ever going to talk?
Well, if you'll ever stop talking, I might have a chance.
Take it away. Go ahead.
I think that's really important. We hear you loud and clear. Thank God. We were running out of steam in a hurry, Jeff.
We have no content.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you perfectly.
Can you hear us?
I walked over to this side of the house in case it was my Wi-Fi, so I'm in the crazy room. So
you're good. You sound like a million bucks. Everybody's losing it about your cool drum set stage in the background.
So man, I've had that better drum set for 37 years.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, what I've learned is that, you know, you need to unleash people, let them fly, and that's it. But what you're saying, Tom, is, it's true. I mean, I like to stay engaged. And so I don't take on any, you know, like frontline leaders, things like that, even though Eric Worre told me I should. I said it makes no sense when you look at our compensation plan.
You're right.
It's all about having teams, right? And there's certain qualifications all companies have for that. So I've always said, well, then I'll look for leaders that are worthy, that, you know, of a good leader, and then I'll just plug them in there. And so, yeah, I started a new team in Switzerland and then in Budapest, Hungary, Thailand, new team. And there's a story in that story, and that is never give up on people. I tried to get that guy 6 years ago. I could not get that guy. And finally, the pandemic wised him up because he was a consultant, served in corporate network marketing, helped register products, find general managers to run offices in different countries. And he did that for 20-some years. And I said, man, you need to come over to the other side.
Let's take a quick break. That's what we should do right now. This
might take a break.
Genesis Communication Network. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And I'm just telling you, listen to this guy. Do what he does, and you're going to get what he's got because he's duplicatable. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Rough start. We had Jeff on, but not on. He's living in about 50,000 square feet there, and he needs more internet throughout that spacious palatial home there in Tennessee. All you got to do is go look at it on Facebook. You've never seen a place like this in your life. He bought it a long time ago, and he just keeps adding on, buying the mountainside, and seeing what he does for his teams and for just bonding with people and loving people. He is my idol. I'll never forget when I was at the all the GoPro stuff, you know, where you pay $1 zillion to Eric and you go in there and you're sitting with the other hot shots. And here's this guy over there every year. And they keep saying, okay, stand up if you make this much money, stand up, you make this much money, sit down, sit down, sit down. I'm like laying on the floor. I've been down there so long, I'm asleep. And the one guy still standing is Jeff and his beautiful wife. And I'm going, who is this guy? And they said, he's a legend. And he's built an organization all over the world. He stayed with one company through thick and thin, through problems and all that stuff. And his absolute loyalty was rewarded. I mean, the guy's amazing.
That is really, really cool.
Well, what do I say? I don't know what to say.
So before the break, you were talking about this power of staying with people and the leader who you just brought in Thailand, who, the conversation 6 years ago, I imagine it wasn't 6 years ago you talked to this guy, he said no, and you never heard from him since. I imagine you must have done something to stay in touch with this guy and keep that relationship going over the last 6 years, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And so what did that look like? You know, what's your secret to staying in front of these people and loving on them and staying in touch long enough for them to decide that they need to make that change?
Well, you know, maybe contact mapping, right? You need to have a list and you need to look at your list from time to time. That's it. It always goes back to that, doesn't it? The power of a contact list. You know,
yes.
A lot of people think, well, I got my list, yeah, it's everybody in my Facebook or Instagram. Well, that's not a list. But yeah, and then just seeing how they're doing, how their family's doing, what's new with you, what projects are you on, you know, what projects are you working with another company now, what's going on, and then he'll update me, and then it's just, and so then I just reached out and I said, hey, we're gonna open there with a new office, and I was thinking about you, and I don't know if you ever thought about coming over to the other side, you know, it's sweet, you know, and he said to me, he said, you know what, the pandemic gave me a lot to think about, because I wasn't making any money during the pandemic. He said, if I was in network marketing making residual income, I would have been fine. He said, so now I want to be a field leader.
That is so cool. And you use the five most powerful words in the English language, maybe besides I love you and I'm sorry, which was, I've been thinking about you,
yeah.
Right? That, what do we want? We want to be remembered. We want to be sought after. We want people in our life that don't just move on and forget about us the second that there's not something in it for them. And when you do that, and when you take the time to, you know, remember their family and remember the things that make them tick and whatever, and you just have those little touches to keep that relationship going, then, you know, pandemic hits. Suddenly, you know, the plan that was working really well for that guy is not working the way that it used to be working anymore. You know, you're the one who stayed in touch. You're the one who kept the conversation going, and the time is suddenly right. And now where does he go? He goes with you. And there's a huge, huge lesson in that, right?
And so it goes to another area too. And I've been talking about this recently, you know, is being social. Being social when you're out around people. A lot of people got so used to being sheltered at home, and they like sort of became like introverts. And, you know, I'm like, okay, so you got to understand that's not going to serve you, because we are not that way. We are social people. So that means if I'm standing in line at Starbucks, you know, I'm going to start talking to the person next to me. I'm not going to be looking at my phone, and I'm going to strike up a conversation. And so, in Facebook or Instagram, it's the same thing. Most people just want to spam. You know, I had somebody the other day, I didn't even know who she was, send me a message. She was using some of Ray Higgins' lines. I said, come on. Ray is a friend of mine. You're using his lines. Have a conversation with me, okay?
There you go. Stop the scripts. Hey, on January 15th. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Happy Sunday, Jeff. Hope it's awesome. How's it going? What's working for you? Jeff writes back. So nice hearing from you, Tom. Everything's going good. Hanging out in the hot tub, looking at the snow on the mountains. What's working for me? You mean network marketing, or am I getting better at the drums? Is what you wrote back. I wrote, only network marketing. That's what I feel you to be the expert in. If I've learned anything in my life at old age, it's to talk to the experts about what they're expert in. You wrote back, ha ha, I don't know if I'm an expert this week. I'll be 67. So the point I make is that dialogue was 2 weeks ago. Mark Victor Hansen cancels. I call him on the phone. 24 hours later, we got something better than Mark Victor Hansen. We got Jeff live. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Reports say the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon. The balloon was hovering over the U.S. for several days, and the Pentagon was monitoring the entire time. It's not known how the balloon was taken out, but some reports say fighter jets took it out over South Carolina.
Brutal cold winds are sweeping across the Northeast, with officials closing schools and activating emergency plans. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu warned residents to take the warnings seriously.
We just want folks to really appreciate the intensity of the weather we're going to get so we can be prepared.
Wind chill as cold as 32 below zero will hit much of the region, with frostbite able to take effect in as little as 10 minutes. A San Jose police officer is recovering after being shot during a standoff. The incident began late last night into the early morning hours. His injuries are non-life-threatening. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. Long segment coming up with the one and only Jeff Altbridgers. And I am telling you, this guy is the real deal. Go find him on social media. He is a machine. He's good at what he does. He is passionate about the profession. He knows hard work done right with systems, with cultures, and with community changes the entire dynamic of the game. And we love him, don't we?
We for sure do. We for sure do. So, Jeff, no one would fault you. You just turned 67. You're at the retiring age if you wanted to retire, and yet you're still pouring it on. Why? What drives you to keep not only showing up for the people that are already there, but going out there and raising up new teams?
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, I've got a big organization, so I could do nothing, and that's what a lot do. Many leaders do that, right? But as you said, I'm not that way. I'm just not that way. Number one, I have gratitude because I found something 24 years ago that has sustained me for 24 years, right? And so I have deep gratitude for that. I tell people, you know, I had a leader come up to me at one of Ray's events, and he's done well. But anyway, he says, how do you stay with one company? I said, real easy. Don't quit.
Amen. Find a company. And the cliche is from Al Schrader, and the cliche is from Richard Brook. They each say the other guy said it first. Find the company you are going to have problems with and never quit.
Yeah.
That's it. You're going to have problems. And in corporate America, you're going to have problems everywhere. Face it and stay with it, right?
That's exactly right. There are no perfect companies out there. So you're going to have issues, that's for sure. And I have. There's been times I wanted to quit. But the thing is, so, you know, 24 years and still there. The owner, you know, is still committed. He's spending a lot of money opening offices in different countries. I said, okay, he's committed. So, and then it's like looking at my team leaders and saying, okay, you know, they would love to be where I'm at. I'm committed to them because they helped get me where I am. So I have deep gratitude for that. So I'm certainly not quitting. I'm going to help them get there. So, and then I don't know that, you know, I think you sort of, if you don't want to age, stay active, right? So I like to stay active.
Yeah. So you did something that was pretty interesting. And this is from a conversation we had 3-4 years ago. You're cruising along, but you know that the handwriting is on the wall for your expiration date and your obsolescence with the skills that you've got. So what you said was, I'm not going to let that happen to me. And you scratched out a big check to Ray Higdon, and you scratched out another one to Tony Robbins. And instead of saying, you know what, I'm old dog, new tricks, I can't do it, you said, put me in the game, coach. And you and Angel Fletcher and all these other older influencers have really figured out how the young people or the newer people are doing it. And then you're adding your network marketing skills to that. And the rest is history. All you're doing is growing organically using the tools, but still using the fundamentals of network marketing, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, the skills never change. Now, the algorithms and social media always change. But thank God the skill sets don't change.
And the relationships that you have with other human beings, where you treat people like human beings, not prospects. You right. Give them the dignity to be able to make their mistakes and then course correct when they ask versus bully them when they make an error. That's what you've mastered, and that's what you're still doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I look at Sean Murphy. If anybody's over the hill, it's him. Jesus. That's what we do.
I mean, I'll give you one example. One guy in my Facebook, don't know him. He's just in my Facebook. And he posts something about drums. And I wrote on his post, I said, wow, you're a drummer? I'm a drummer. And then he's like, oh, wow, great. And then we started talking drum talk, right? And then he says, hey, I'm going to be in your area vacationing. Is it okay if we get together for coffee? I said, what are you talking about? Come over to the house, you'll have coffee. So he and his wife come over. Now, they're from Florida. Now, he's making, I don't know, 40 grand a month in his company. And so we spent the day here, just had a great time. Now, I wasn't trying to recruit him. I never do that. I'm just wanting to be friends and develop a relationship. That's all. And then about 2 weeks later, then I'm at a hotel and I get a phone call from him. He said, I really need to talk to you. You got a minute? So I went to a quiet spot. And I said, yeah, what's up? And he said, I'm in trouble, my company. I said, yeah, I want to know if this can be fixed. I said, okay, what is it? He's jealous of my success, the owner. I said, what? He said, yeah, he's jealous of my success, thinks I'm too big. I said, I'll be honest with you, that can't be fixed. You're on your way out whether you know it or not. I said, go find a legacy company. There's several out there. That's what I told him, you know. He said, yeah, well, can I talk to you? But I said, yeah, okay. I said, I'm not trying to recruit you. You asked, okay? I'm not taking advantage of your situation, okay? You know, and it was like that. Long story short, he comes aboard and brings a European team. all that was because it started with being social with somebody. I didn't, you know, you don't spam people. You have conversations. I asked him about his drums. He said, can we get together with coffee? That's what it's about. Another lady in Florida, same thing. Met her socially. She came out here, wanted to see the Bears. I didn't know she was in the 1% class of realtors in this country. She's got books out, does seminars. I don't, you know, it was another person who brought her and said, hey, you need to come, Jeff, see his Bears. And then she walks in my house. She's looking around saying, wow, you do well, don't you? What do you, you're network marketing? I said, yeah. Do you know Jeff Roberti? I said, yeah, he's a friend of mine. You know Larry Thompson? Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Yeah. She's like, okay, all right, I see you're really in this game. Well, long story short, she reaches out to me and says, Jeff, I'm really interested in doing network marketing, but I've never done it before. And I said, okay, sure. And then I fly down there, and she's putting seven-figure earners, some in network marketing, some, you know, some that have been sort of retired. They haven't been active in years. Some that are in real estate, some that are in careers. But my point is this. You've got to have the fundamental skill set. Don't rely on the algorithms of social media to build your business. If you don't have the communication skill set and where you can talk to people, have a conversation, make people feel better about themselves, you know, and not feel like they're a target. And you're not looking for an outcome like, you know, I'm going to recruit you or anything like that. You're just looking for the relationship. Wherever it goes, that's where it goes. And I'm good with that either way.
Your company goes down tomorrow, which isn't going to happen. But if it did,
yeah,
you would not look in the yellow pages for network marketing companies to join. You would not say, oh, I need the best product. I need the best comp plan. I need the best company. No. You're going to go call. You're going to call Eric. You're going to call Ray. You're going to call some generic people. And you're going to say, oh, man, I got to make a decision here. And then those guys are going to tell you to join the people in a company, not the company. And you want to become that person that people have the BLTs with. They want to know they're in your tribe. That's the B. They belong. They want to know you love them. That's the L. They want to know they can trust you. That's the T. And they want to know they're safe with you. That's the S. And if you get that with anybody, Jeff and I are good friends. We've talked investments. We've talked a lot of things. And why do we have such a relationship? Because we have the BLTs together. All of you have those, or you don't. And if you work on anything in your life, it's the BLTs in your circle of influence.
And I'll tell you,
you want them to jump in the foxhole with you, right?
And I'll tell you, Tom, I won't be calling Eric, and I won't be calling Ray. Because the person I'll be going with will be the person that I have a strong relationship with. A person
Bang.
Like
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%. And what I tried to do there was just stay in the generic world with this because I didn't want to play any horse moves. I didn't want people thinking I was trying to manipulate them one way or another. So at the end of the day, though, so, you know, those aren't normally your confidants, but you're going to go to those people you have the I'm in trouble. That's what that guy said to you. I need to talk to somebody I can trust. My owner is jealous of me. What do I do? He didn't want you to give him a horse manure answer. He wanted you to tell him the truth, and you hit him right between the eyes with it. And that's what we have to do with people we're in the foxhole with, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And the point you made about the core communication skills and the just the way of being, really, of caring about people and not being attached or seeing them as just the, you know, they're an outcome. They're something that's just there for you, that you're actually viewing them as somebody that you want to have a relationship with. That is, there are so many tactics and there are so many scripts and there are so many things out there that I see people clearly being told to do that's leading to these sort of things happening. And what's getting lost is that. And it's so, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, any trainer scripts or any of these sort of things. But when they go into the hands of somebody and they're just being done, you know, essentially mindlessly, and you can just feel that there's no, you know, you can instantly tell from the first message sent exactly where this thing's going because you've seen this movie 100 times. If you can see that, just know that the person on the receiving end of you doing that to them can also see it. And so having that energy of saying, no, I am going to actually have a conversation with people. And that doesn't mean that you don't utilize the tool like a script to help you to open up that conversation. That's wonderful. Go for it. That's great. But be prepared and start learning how to go off script and to have that kind of conversation, because the people that are going, the kind of people that you're going to want to be in business with for life, it's going to take more than just following a simple little paint by numbers script to enroll that person into the possibility of being a partner with you. It takes a real relationship, right?
Yeah, I think Jeff's still here. I just don't think he has a camera. Jeff, or else I could be wrong. Could you hear Adrian there? Dang, he's muted again. All right, we're going to get this fixed. That Tennessee, I'm telling you what, there's not much internet in Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's a long way away, and they don't really have anything like this stuff in Colorado.
All the people who work for the internet company are volunteers.
That's exactly right. Jeff, you back yet?
We got 10 seconds.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back right after this. This guy is a rock star. We want to do less talking and more listening to him, because I'm telling you what, he's one of my role models. I have, you know how on Facebook you have the favorites? He's one of those guys, because what he says are things that I think that I haven't got the guts to say. Friend him up and follow him. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're coming back for the final segment of this unbelievable show with my buddy, Adrian Chenault, actually my son, my little boy, my sage, my mentor, and my boss in contact mapping, and Jeff Alpagers, who is the guy. And if you haven't bought his books, find him, buy his books. He is so real. It's almost hard to be with him because there's no hype. It's just so solid and real and so measured and slow that you're going, holy mackerel, this guy is scary stuff. Do you agree?
I totally agree.
I remember when you talked to him out in the hall all that time when he wrote the book at the Higdon event that we did about 5 years ago. And I swear to God, Adrian, I was like jealous. I thought Adrian's going to dump me as his dad and hire Jeff as his surrogate father.
It's true, and I tried.
All right.
you still can't hear you, man. I'm so sorry. The other thing that I, you know, because he's so kind of easygoing, right? And he is the funniest guy
he's hilarious.
You have ever met. And so it's just, he is full of surprises, whether it's his musical talents, he's a songwriter.
How can you have a drum set for 37 years? People come from miles around to play the drums, do the whole deal. It's like a walking concert hall, and he can't turn on a microphone. Explain that one to me.
You would think he would have a command of the audiovisual tool set, but that's okay.
And if he's a typical network marketer, he will call and blame us.
That is true. Christina encourages me to work on my lip reading skills, and she also wants to know if you can remember the first time you met Jeff.
The first time I ever met Jeff?
Yeah.
No, of course not. I can tell you.
Hey, he's back. All right, we got it.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Oh my goodness! I think we did a good job.
My internet, man. Come on,
we're good. We only need five more. We only need it to work for five more minutes, Jeff.
Let's do it.
So, all right, you are clearly still on the upward trajectory of your year. To steal Harvey McKay's line, you have not hit your peak yet. And so, what do you see as the legacy that you are continuing to build as you keep pouring it on in your company and beyond by writing your book and doing the things that you're doing in the profession? What's the impact that you want to leave in the world?
You know, I just love to see our industry get stronger, and we need more good examples of people doing it right. And, you know, because, you know, you look at the regulatory government, you know, agencies out there and how they're always trying to find, you know, and there are things that are definitely not done right. And so I just, again, I think if we just have more leaders in different companies doing it right, that our industry is going to look better and better, and it's going to secure our future. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that's important to me.
I think that's huge, right? And we're in this time where it's an uncertain environment, And it is all the more important that leaders are showing the right way to do this profession and giving it, giving it a good name that it deserves out there in the world, because it does deserve to have a good name. This is a valid model that, catches a bad rap for reasons that are in many cases not fair. And so to have leaders that are out there showing the right way to do it and still living out those values is important.
Yeah. Okay, I wasn't listening. So here's the deal. Jeff was sitting in front of me at a seven-figure earner event of Eric Worre's, which was among the first seven-figure earner events. So you got this really snazzy name tag with your name on it. Subsequently to that, they stopped doing it, but I still have mine, and I don't know, just still as is. And they stood up. And so in my phone, I just saw, I have a picture of the back of his head with his wife, and I wrote in my notes, says, because I never believe anything, he makes X amount of dollars, check him out. So that's the day, because somebody asked me when I first met you, that's the day I met Jeff. And he was so much bigger than life, I literally couldn't believe it, because I was interviewing him from the back of his head. And so that was that day, and I got to know him, and then after that, the rest is history. But I want you guys to understand something. He's the reason he's so successful is because he's such a good human being. That's why he's so successful. No skills. He's got them. No big money to buy people. He's got it. But the name of the game, he loves people and he serves and he understands that's his secret weapon. Just the same secret weapon that each one of you have. And you can be him if you'll just do what he does. Right, Jeff?
Oh, I'm a big believer in that, because I didn't have good circumstances. I go back to March of 1993, bankrupt, broke. I had to sell a junk truck to get started and sold it for $400, put $200 into my network marketing business. That means I just bought a kit and some products, right? And scared to death, and made a list, made appointments, took a part-time job, clean carpet, coming home exhausted every day, but I eat dinner, go down the hallway, close the door, make phone calls, set up appointments, on the weekends, go see people, do meetings, and it took me 18 months to get out of that hole, 18 months. So I went from bankruptcy to 18 months later going into the house of my dreams, and I never looked back after that, and I still have dreams, I have dreams of me cleaning floors, and walking in, talking to the manager, okay, let's go down, let's look at the floor, he's complaining to me, I'm going to fire you guys, and then I'm like, in the dream, and I'm like, wait a second, I don't do this anymore, I want out of this dream, I don't do this anymore.
22 years later, still doing it. Jeff Altgilvers, thank you so much for being here, we'll see you all next week, thanks for listening.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.